The Sungyong amphibious exercise involves more than 1,000 South Korean and nearly 10,000 U.S. Marine and Navy personnel. Malcolm Cook, senior analyst at the Singapore-based Institute of Southeast Asian Studies, told VOA's Victor Beatty's Artillery Exchange is serious, but it's not as serious as the 2010 incidents involving the sinking of the South Korean vessel Cheonan and the loss of 46 South Korean sailors, and the November 2010 shelling of Yeonpyeong Island, in which 4 South Koreans were killed.
It was very clear after the 2 episodes in 2010, the sinking of the South Korean corvette and the live North Korean firing on Yeonpyeong Island that at that point hit the island and killed people, the South Korean government was very clear that they wouldn't turn cheek a third time and would respond militarily to any further aggression. The South Korean government had expressed last week worries that the North Korean government would be provocative again, and so again shows that they were correct in the assumption that North Korea and the Kim Jong-un government might do something similar to what happened in 2010.
Is this the first live-fire exercise North Korea has engaged in the LOC since the artillery that killed the 4 people on the South Korean island?
I believe it's the first one since Park Geun-hye came to power, the new South Korean leader who's focusing on trying to reestablish more cooperative relations with North Korea under what she calls trust politics. And it's probably a key point, a little bit tangential. The North Koreans have never recognized the maritime border between North and South Korea or South Korea's claim to Yeonpyeong Island. So for the North Koreans, they wouldn't see that they've intervened into South Korean territory because they don't recognize South Korea's claim to that part of the Yellow Sea.
North Korea has threatened to carry out what it called a new form of nuclear test. Last Wednesday, it test-fired 2 mid-range ballistic missiles capable of striking Japan. Do you see a change in North Korean behavior?
Yeah, it's probably a change in the short term, but North Korea, under its previous leadership from the Kim family, has a long history of this kind of dual-track diplomacy, if you want to call that, of offering some olive branches like family reunions or bilateral summits with South Korea, and then often in very quick succession, carrying out missile tests or live fire exercises.
When they refer to a nuclear test, a new form, could they possibly mean a warhead that's small enough to fit on a missile?
If they were able to show that they've been able to, as you know, miniaturize a nuclear warhead to put on any of their short, medium, or long-range missiles, then that would be a significant change.
The North has conducted 3 nuclear tests, the most recent in February last year. South Korea's foreign minister warned that the North would pay a severe cost if it went ahead with another nuclear test in defiance of UN Security Council sanctions.